Hey friends, welcome in. It's time for a word of encouragement from your friends at Our Daily Bread. Our devotional today was written by Glenn Packiam, and it's titled, Facing the Darkness. In the mid-1960s, two people participated in research on the effects of darkness on the human psyche. They entered separate caves while researchers tracked their eating and sleeping habits. One remained in total darkness for 88 days, the other 126 days. Each guessed how long they could remain in darkness, and they were off by months. One took what he thought was a short nap, only to discover he had slept for 30 hours. Darkness is disorienting. The people of God found themselves in the darkness of impending exile. They waited, unsure of what would take place. The prophet Isaiah used darkness as a metaphor for their disorientation and as a way of speaking about God's judgment. Previously, the Egyptians had been visited with darkness as a plague. Now, Israel found herself in darkness. But a light would come. Isaiah chapter 9, verse 2 says, "The people walking in darkness have seen a great light. On those living in the land of deep darkness, a light has dawned. Oppression would be broken. Disorientation would end. A child would come to change everything and bring about a new day, a day of forgiveness and freedom. Jesus did come. And although the darkness of the world can be disorienting, may we experience the comfort of the forgiveness, freedom, and light found in Christ." Now let's hear the light of God's Word. This is today's Our Daily Bread devotional scripture reading. It's taken from Isaiah chapter 9, verses 2 through 6. "The people walking in darkness have seen a great light. On those living in the land of deep darkness, a light has dawned. You have enlarged the nation and increased their joy. They rejoice before you, as people rejoice at the harvest, as warriors rejoice when dividing the plunder. For as in the day of Midian's defeat, you have shattered the yoke that burdens them, the bar across their shoulders, the rod of their oppressor. Every warrior's boot used in battle, and every garment rolled in blood, will be destined for burning, will be fuel for the fire. For to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government will be on his shoulders. And he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace." Now let's pray. Heavenly Father, the Egyptians had been visited with darkness as a plague, and Israel faced darkness, and we too are in the darkness until we put our trust in Jesus, who is the light of the world. Forgive us our sins, Lord, and help us to see and live in your light even when we're surrounded by darkness. It's in Jesus' name that we pray. Amen. This word of encouragement was provided by Our Daily Bread Ministries.